A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. From Miletus, Paul had the presbyters of the church of Ephesus summoned. When they came to him, he addressed them. You know how I lived among you the whole time, from the day I first came from the province of Asia. I served the Lord with all humility and with tears and trials that came to me because of the plots of the Jews, and I did not shrink from telling you what was for your benefit or from teaching you in public or in your homes. I earnestly bore witness for both Jews and Greeks. I summoned them to repentance before God and to faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. But now, compelled by the Spirit, I am going to Jerusalem. What will happen to me there, I do not know, except that in one city after another, the Holy Spirit has been warning me that imprisonment and hardships await me. Yet, I consider life of no importance to me, if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I have received from the Lord Jesus to bear witness to the gospel of God's grace. But now I know that none of you to whom I preach in the kingdom during my travels will ever see my face again. And so I solemnly declare to you this day that I am not responsible for the blood of any of you, for I did not shrink from proclaiming to you the entire plan of God. The word of the Lord. Now I want to talk about the first reading today from the Acts of the Apostles. And Paul is about to leave that region, Ephesus, and return to Jerusalem, where it's been revealed to him he'll run into trouble. And we know from history that Paul was fundamentally ultimately arrested in Jerusalem and eventually sent off to Rome and later beheaded. So he certainly was not incorrect in his notion that he'd probably run into some trouble in Jerusalem. And he felt compelled by the Spirit to go there to bring relief to that church. He collected a collection of money from the churches that he'd evangelized for the poor people in Jerusalem. And he was compelled to go there. And as he brings these elders, the presbyters, the priest, he's a bishop speaking to his priest. And I'd like to ask you to ponder with me this morning this vision of the cost of Paul's preaching and also the content. First of all, the cost. It says here, he simply says, I serve the Lord with all humility and with tears and the trials that came to me. He mentions the plot of the Jews and from those who plotted to have him killed and so on, and ran him out of towns and villages and had him stoned. But he didn't shrink from telling them all these things. And he also knows that difficulties await him. And, you know, the cost of his preaching was very, very high for Paul. One place he mentions that he'd been shipwrecked, stoned, beaten, left for dead, hated, persecuted, run out of town. You know, just all the things that we know happened to Paul. And the cost that he pays. And I would just ask that you pray especially for priests who have a ministry of the word, that we be willing to pay the price, and not just necessarily big dramatic prices like Paul paid, but even little prices. You know, every now and then I get a number of invitations to go here and go there and give talks, and I have to limit it a little bit in that I have a parish ministry here, but I also have a certain sense that the Lord asked me to be sacrificial and to go whenever possible and not neglect my parish ministry, but when I can do that without neglecting it, to go and to give speeches and talks. So even just paying little prices like that, the inconveniences of getting from point A to point B and so on, nothing near what Paul had to endure. But the other, I think, suffering and persecution that preachers of the gospel need to be willing to undertake or to accept is that they won't always be applauded or approved what they have to say. It's very sad, I think, that if a priest falls into the trap of trying to win a popularity contest with his people, certainly he should love them. But within the context of that love, he needs to speak the truth to them. Even if it's painful, even if it's difficult. Some of the moral teachings of the church are challenging, to say the least. Some of the teachings of the church are not always well understood by people who have come from the world. even many church-going Catholics struggle to always understand and fully implement the teachings of the church. And some people take offense when the gospel is preached without varnish, when it's preached plainly and fully and completely. And priests need to be willing to accept some of that suffering in our lives, and to accept that sometimes people will raise their eyebrows. Sometimes people will protest. They will react, not always well. I receive great support when I preach the truth, but I also know that I've received some trials and persecutions, even letters and so on to the bishop and other things when I've spoken the truth, hopefully always in love. So I ask you to really pray for priests on that. The other thing I would just say this morning is the content, not just the cost of Paul's preaching, but the content. He says something very remarkable here at the end. He says, "I solemnly declare to you this day that I am not responsible for the blood, namely the life of any of you. For I did not shrink from proclaiming to you the entire plan of God." I've heard other translations say the whole counsel of God. Paul said, "I did not shrink. I proclaimed to you the entire plan, the whole counsel of God. And therefore, I'm not responsible for your judgment. I'm not responsible for your life in that sense. I did what the Lord told me to do. I did not hesitate. I did not fail to tell you the whole truth of God." And you know, as I look back on my ministry at St. Thomas More, where I was for 7 years, and I really do think that in that 7 years, I was able to the very best of my ability, to share the whole plan of God. I don't think there were any moral issues or even some most doctrinal issues that at some level I didn't cover with the people of God there. I still have, you know, I've only been here a year at Holy Comforter, but I think that it's certainly my plan to not shrink from announcing the entire plan, even the difficult moral teachings and so on. I've already made attempts to begin to speak about some of those issues, about abortion, about matters of sexual ethics, about homosexual activity, about fornication, about violence, about lack of forgiveness, about some of the things that many people struggle with. We need to talk about these things, and I need to proclaim and teach them, whether it makes me popular or not, whether people are alarmed or not. And I thank God that the people here are very, very supportive of me in my preaching. I've not encountered widespread dissent of any kind, either at Thomas More or here, and I'm grateful for that. But on the other hand, I do ask for your prayers that I not neglect to preach anything that the Lord asks me to preach. That I be able to say, like Paul said, that I have proclaimed the whole counsel of God.